this concept. It's going to teach you the importance of conducting research and how to do it. And we actually have a model page that questions to ask and why you ask them and what you need to learn from, and then how you evaluate yourself, whether you're really finding out what you should about your marketplace. And you're going to create that basic business plan, as we've talked about, in the three different formats. Learn the value of teamwork. And learn how to make powerful impressions with people who can help you start or improve your business. Okay. And then in Doctrine and Covenants, here's some principles out of the scriptures that are good for us. Maybe we'd have Marilyn, can you read that for us real loud?
Verily I say, men should be anxiously engaged in a good cause and do many things of their own free will and bring to pass much righteousness. For the power is in them, wherein they are agents unto themselves. And inasmuch as men do good, they shall in no wise lose their reward.
Okay, so there's gospel principles on what we'd hope that we can all do. Do good, be engaged with good things. And we're going to, before we go to your presentations, I see all kinds of interesting little buildings and apparatuses here. I want to share with you a few principles of some of the real successful captains of industry in the United States. And this is out of the Fortune 500 book, and this is entitled The 3-Minute Manager, to help everyone deal with what goes on. Every business, whether you're American Express, or here a professor at Yale School of Management, or Bill Marriott, chairman and CEO of the Marriott International Company. And I like them all, but I like some of Bill Marriott's statements, so I'm going to read these to you. Each one of these in their 3-minute manager article here addresses these. The first one, assess. Talk about the importance of assess. How do I know if I'm growing too fast? All of you with businesses, or you're going to start a business, how do I know if I'm going too fast? Do I have the right information before I make that leap of engagement into my business? So this is how Bill Marriott answers that question. He says, pacing is something we are always worrying about. So pacing is something we're always worrying about. And he gives a quick example. We entered the Asian market in 1989 with a hotel in Hong Kong. And people asked me, what took you so long? I told them, we're an East Coast company. We had to get to San Francisco first. And every business has that. You don't try to jump to Hong Kong before you've made it to San Francisco if you're an international hotel chain. And if you're a business selling hot dogs, you don't try to become a steakhouse overnight from being a hot dog stand. You have to have a pacing. Maybe that's your long-term goal, to be a steakhouse, but you have to have a plan to take you from being the hot dog stand to the steakhouse. So that's his on assessment. Learn. The next statement that they all address is learn. What is the biggest challenge to management and managing growth? The biggest challenge for any company trying to get bigger is having enough talent and consistency of service. And I say the biggest challenge for anyone to get going, and we'll go over that here in a minute, why small businesses fail. The biggest challenge for anyone to get going is having enough talent and consistency of service. And consistency of service is tough. We have an idealistic desire that doing it day in and day out, week in, month out, year in, year out, and being consistent is another challenge. So at Marriott, we try to develop our people so that we can hire almost all our hotel general managers internally. And obviously that's a wonderful goal that any company would have, to hire all of their people from within and promote from within. So next one, how does a company stay fresh? How do you determine if your idea is fresh What you want to start is fresh. You wouldn't have wanted to start Selectric typewriters back in 1995, would you? Selectric typewriters were out. They were gone, and so it wouldn't have been a good thing. So that wouldn't have been a fresh idea to try to start a Selectric typewriter manufacturing company in the 90s. So how can I keep innovating and be innovative in however I'm planning to start or operate my existing business? This is his response to that. Look for underserved markets and study competitors. We have an internal feasibility department watching the whole world, in their case, being a worldwide company, but it doesn't have to watch the world. It can watch the county, it can watch the neighborhood, it can watch, and then this is interesting, he says, department watching the whole world, if the occupancy rate in a market we're not in is above 70%, we take a look. So that makes sense, a hotel chain, if everybody's staying at 70% occupancy or higher, they want to go look at it, see if they should have a hotel there. If, say, everyone was at 50%, they sure wouldn't want to go there. So you want to be on the fresh idea, the upside, the growth side of whatever you're going into.
Well, and he's repeating, John, with that what you said, look for underserved markets and
look for underserved markets and study competitors. And he says, Bill Marriott, he says, I visit 20 to 30 competitor hotels every year just to see what they're doing. A lot can be learned by walking around. Before you start up something, it's good to know all your competitors are doing. And usually that's easy if you're willing to take the time, put forth the effort to get out and check them out and see. It can be done on the telephone. It can be done by walking to them. Whatever the business is, there's always a way to get information. Internet provides all kinds of access to those that are listed on the web. Okay, so stay fresh with ideas and innovation. Okay, and then the fourth, and this is the fourth and final that these three executives address. How should I change my growth plans in a downturn? How should I start a business in a downturn? We've heard it over and over. I've heard it. You've heard it. The best time to start, many times, is in a downturn market. Then you have an opportunity to buy low, start low, and then build to high, and then sell at high. So a lot of times it's sure hard to think about starting something in a downturn market, when in fact, many times that might be your best chance to have a successful launch and go through growth period. Okay, and so these are Bill Marriott's recommendations. Avoid too much debt, number one. And in their business, we don't own real estate because we don't want that risk on our balance sheet. So he's real estate adverse. So they find someone that has real estate, and they're going to provide the real estate, and they're going to build a hotel. Essentially, Marriott's going to be tenants. That's their model. That's what was our model. We have our own real estate. Okay. We focus on managing hotels that are typically owned by developers, and they're having a problem getting financing for hotels in the Middle East. It goes into some other areas. So avoid debt and be careful where you put your resources.
So just on that real estate thing, you mean you just lease a building?
Yes. That's what they do. There's all different approaches to that. But typically, especially in startup, it's hard to own real estate during startup. You want your capital invested in the business or the service that you're going to be providing. And typically startups can't own real estate. If they do own real estate, it happens later. Comments? Yes, Gary?
I missed which issue then.
This was their big special issue of the year. It's May 5th, 2008. And there's another great study on the U.S. economy, where it is and where it's going, and what some of the time projections are for us. Housing, which is, we're so governed by housing, and where housing's going. Yes.
Doesn't want to own real estate.
Okay, there's two different models. And McDonald's also have franchisees that run their real estate. And franchisees have to invest a lot of money for McDonald's to then go build that real estate. Whereas Marriott, they run it. Their model is they have a developer that builds the building to their specs in the location where they're willing to have their name on the marquee, and they build it and then they run it. They're operators and marketers of hospitality, whereas McDonald's does own their real estate. I'm sure in some parts of the world they don't, because some parts of the world real estate is very different than it is here in America. Yes?
Jim Cox was interviewed before he died, and he was asked, how does it feel to be the king of fast food? He said, I'm not in the fast food business, I'm in the real estate business.
That's interesting. You'd think they're in the hamburger business, wouldn't you? Yes, John.
But many of us will start in our garages and will start in what we are doing just because we have to model what we do first before we become true entrepreneurs, because if you don't pilot test, if you don't create first,
sure,
it's hard to jump in the water.
Bet.
Without getting your big toe wet.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we're saying with this whole process. You'll hear the value of a plan. We're going to talk a lot about the value of a plan, which is that process. I'm going to run through this real quick, and then we're going to get into a plan. I only do this, pardon me, yes.
Oh,
yes. Oh, absolutely. Thank you. It's good to have... Good to have a great partner that keeps you in line here. You don't go run off somewhere.
We probably need to read her resume.
Absolutely. I guarantee you, hers is a lot better than mine. So I'm lucky to accomplish a tenth of what she does every day. Okay. Let's start our introduction and